And here now is the Speaker of the Michigan House of Representatives, Gary Owen of Ypsilanti.
Speaker Owen, this speech tonight was very similar to last year's in that it called for a tight spending plan, increases for education, no welfare grant increases, and no substantial social service, direct social service programs for the poor. Does the governor have his priorities in the right place? Is this a workable state of the state plan?
I think he does. There are things for the poor. To say that Project Self-Reliance, the elimination of welfare fraud, the $10 million for emergency needs, those are not things for the poor, I think is a misconception. Too often people have associated any assistance for the poor, direct welfare grants. I think better assistance to the poor is a method of getting off of welfare, and that's what the governor has proposed, and programs that will retrain, programs that will find jobs, and dealing with Medicaid fraud and other areas which have basically the poor has been preyed upon by providers. Those are all very, very positive things. I think what the governor is saying as far as increasing welfare grants is the dollars are just not available, and the priorities of establishing an economic development climate and more job opportunities is more important right now than that. That may not be the position of the legislature. We'll have to wait and see.
He spends an entire page, I believe, in his detailed State of the State message on cheats and reforms that are necessary in the system. Politically, he's moved away from social service advocacy.
I think that there's less social service advocacy than what we saw in the Milliken administration. It reflects a change in attitude in this state, the way people are prioritizing things, and a new look at the welfare system to attempt to get away from long-term dependency and to try to get it back to the concept of short-term dependency wherever possible. And with the emergency needs allowance of $10 million, that we can deal with other people who sincerely have needs, and that's what the governor's proposed.
Mr. Speaker, Senator Cedarbrick a few minutes ago said that in many ways the governor's State of the State speech was more Republican than when Governor Milliken was standing on the podium giving his speeches. Do you think that this is a speech that partisan Democrats like yourself can rally around? Does this offer a lot of programs that you can support overall?
Yeah, I think you have to recognize that times have changed, that during the Milliken administration, basically, it was a time of prosperity until the last couple years, 3 years of his administration, and that we have a state that is still double-digit unemployment. Regardless of what you read, there's still better than 10% of the state unemployed, and the priorities have changed. They've changed dramatically. I don't know if you would call it a Republican speech. Milliken gave the Republican speeches for years. I think what you will see is a more pragmatic approach that makes it difficult for Republicans to criticize. They're the ones that have the deficit problem hanging around their neck in Washington. We're the ones that's paying our bills. We're the ones that's created a balanced budget in this state, and we're the ones talking about property tax relief and targeted relief. If that's Republican, so be it. I can support those things, whatever party lays claim to them.
Many of the things that were talked about in the speech were essentially a resume of accomplishments of the last 2 years. In your mind, is this speech, in a way, the opening salvo for Governor Blanchard's re-election in 1986?
I think Jim Blanchard's first speech was the opening salvo when he recognized the problems that the state of Michigan had. Bloated bureaucracy, the highest debt in the entire country, a credit rating worse than that of Puerto Rico's, a state that basically was about ready to give up, legislators who were afraid, cowardly almost, to a point of not dealing with the state's problems. The governor forced the challenge, forced the issue, and has brought about the kind of change that he can take credit for and that all of us can be very, very proud of.
And that was the Speaker of the Michigan House of Representatives, Gary Owen.